Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. Tonight, we're going to be having two beers, one from Daggerad and one from Steel & Oak.
And a cookie.
Yeah, let's get to it. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host and wife, Shannon Smith.
Hey, guys.
And my name's Scott Smith. Tonight, we're going to have a special love episode. There is two breweries here in Vancouver. Actually, one is in New Westminster, and the other one is in Burnaby. First one is called Daggerad, and their beer is called Daggerad Loves Steel & Oak. The second beer is called Steel & Oak Loves Daggerad, and the two beers are called A Love Letter from Isolation. So, this is cool. This is a cool concept. This is two beers in COVID, loving each other, sharing that love by brewing essentially what is the same beer. They're both Imperial Stouts, but they both have slight variations on them.
I think it's funny because it's like a broken heart.
It is like a broken
heart. It's like this, you broke up in isolation.
They want to be together. They want to hang out. They want to collaborate. They want to brew a beer together. And so this is like social distancing collaboration.
Should they be 6 feet apart?
We should probably separate them. Let's move them apart a little bit.
Oh.
And there's one extra little thing. We picked up these two beers came out on Thursday. We're recording this late Friday night. Technically, it's Saturday morning. But we got these beers yesterday. And the Steel & Oak actually, well, I want to say came with the cookie. That's not actually true. We had to buy the cookie. But their version of the beer is actually made with cacao and almond. And they were selling these beautiful cookies that my diabetic wife has just been dying to try for about 30 hours now.
It better be worth it.
Yeah. So the cookie is from a coffee roaster called East Van Roasters, and it is a chocolate and almond cookie. And I'm going to pull this out right now.
We had to not eat this cookie. I don't know why we didn't buy two cookies. We bought this cookie yesterday, and we're like, we can't even try it. We have to wait.
And I almost ate it in the car.
I've been dreaming of this cookie.
Yes.
And now we're finally having it. We had to put it in a Ziploc and make sure it stayed fresh because I didn't want the cookie to be like a hard cookie. It smells amazing.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have a cookie, if this is my cookie, like, once thing I can have.
Yep.
And then I can't have any more. Like, you'll more likely have most of it, but I'll have a little bit of it. But this is exciting stuff. I'm more excited about the cookie than the beer. That's really sad because I know the beer is going to be good, but it's like, I haven't had that in so long.
Well, we've never had, and funny enough, yesterday, I'm going to hand this over to you so you can
Are you sure you want to give a diabetic a giant cookie?
The funny part was last night when we got home and we're doing it, and I was just like, well, you just go tomorrow and go buy another cookie. Like, let's go find out where East Van Roasters are, and they're downtown.
Yeah.
It's not a far drive at all. And when I looked it up and I went to their website, their website features one cookie, which is just this cookie without the almonds on it. And then I was just like, oh, I'm glad we didn't eat that cookie because we may not be able to get a second one.
We would just put almonds on it and say, hey, it was on there.
They might have ordered this cookie with the release of their beer.
But now we don't know what it tastes like and we're going to have it all at once and be like surprised. And
so I was actually, let's have this one first then. So this is the cacao
and almonds
with the cookie so we can have the cookie and trace that out. So I'm going to open
this up. Do I eat the cookie with it? Do I dip it like milk? Am I dipping?
The choice is yours.
We should do both.
You want to dunk your cookie in beer?
Can I just have a corner of a cookie right now?
Yes, you absolutely can.
I've been waiting for this, so I can't wait any longer.
It's
still really soft.
Speaking of I've been waiting, we're going to talk about music, and we're going to talk about love songs. And you just said I've been waiting, and I wanted to start singing I've been waiting for a girl like you. Yeah, I've been waiting for a cookie
I'm
like
sorry,
you.
I'm sorry, I lost...
You stopped. You
stopped. I stopped attention. Everything because I'm eating this cookie. Wow. I so forgot what cookies taste like.
Take me through the cookie experience.
It's.
You're in love.
It's heaven.
You're in love with the cookie.
It's over. I haven't had stuff like this in like a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so. We're pretty damn
good.
It's
going to be tough for you to have more, but you. Can't and shouldn't really.
Well, I'm gonna have
more.
This is it. It's like we get half. This is my one thing. Okay. And my birthday's next month, so I'm making an exception for this cookie.
I'm gonna take a little bit off the cookie as well.
But you should just try the cookie first.
Okay.
And I, you just poured this. There's not that much foam in this first one you did, which is Steel and Oak Loves Daggerad.
Daggerad.
Did you read the back here?
I would love to read you the back.
Because you have your spectacles.
But I've got a mouthful of cookie.
But it's not a lot of foam, but it...
These,
it smells really good.
COVID's been hell on my eyeballs. Okay, so again, the beer was called A Love Letter from Isolation, which I just absolutely love. Mm-hmm. I'm too close to the microphone. And I need more light. Here we go. I got the sweet spot now, my friend. Oh, yeah. Okay. Steel and Oak, forced apart by cruel fate, our two breweries are brewing love at each other from afar. Someday soon, we will be reunited. But until then, Steel and Oak will brew Imperial Stout while sighing and gazing longingly toward Burnaby. Toward Daggerad.
Cool.
Okay.
Actually, so have you taken a sip yet? Before we went to Daggerad to get these beers, I bought this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
This really cool moon and star. Because I guess Daggerad means
day. That's part of our logo.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I guess.
Sorry.
Daggerad means day and night.
You looked it up.
Or something like that. Something like it has to do with day and night or sunrise or some crap. But I love it. I fell in love with the shirt.
Or some crap.
I love the shirt. It's pretty cool.
That was the first time. You know, we'll talk about the Daggerad when we get to the Daggerad beer, let's say. But we've had many Daggerad beers before. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we actually ever went there.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steel and Oak version. With the cacao and the almond.
We should add some chocolate.
This is why we have the cookie.
Oh, you're right. There's nothing to go with the other one.
Mm-mm. So this is an Imperial Stout. This is a 10% beer. It is quite strong. It's very tasty.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like this.
That's really good.
We are going to get...
Let me just try. Dunk. I know this is probably not meant to do it.
You dunk it? I love it.
I'm going to dunk it.
Cookies and beer. Cookies and stout.
It's good dunked in there.
Is it?
What?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, I don't think anything bad's going to happen to this cookie at all.
Well, okay. Is it good dipped with the almond part in it? Let's see. These are just excuses for me to eat the cookie.
You're just using science to come up with new ways to try a bit of the
maybe
cookie.
I'm trying not to chew in the microphone, but maybe the...
So
alcohol will help it.
Definitely. Definitely.
You don't want my chewing in the microphone.
East Van Roasters makes excellent cookies.
Wow. Man. God damn it, diabetes. Cookies are so freaking good. This is what Cookie Monster's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his cookies.
God, what if they...
Mm.
Now, I heard recently... Maybe it's a couple years ago.
This is good beer.
But I think that they were changing Cookie Monster so that he wasn't so obsessed in eating cookies. Like, he might have been eating other things.
But look what they do to you. They're crack.
Right.
They're crack.
Exactly.
Has anyone ever had a bag of Oreos last longer than a day?
Yeah, all the time.
No.
Me?
You start dunking in milk.
No, but you know.
A whole sleeve is gone.
Not me, though.
Okay, maybe maybe 2 days. Like, a sleeve one day, a sleeve the next day.
We're talking about, you asked if, you've seen me take forever to eat certain candies and certain chocolates.
You're an alien.
I know.
But once you get started dunking those cookies.
I have self-control.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know who you're talking about. You know you eat a sleeve. If you buy it, you'll eat the whole sleeve.
There's people out there that do, for sure.
It's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cookie Monster does.
I'm actually impressed how well this held up overnight. I thought for sure it would go stale.
Wow, that's great.
But this beer is fantastic. I'm glad we have three more because it came in a 4-pack.
Came in a 4-pack.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, and both came in a 4-pack actually. Mm-hmm. So, and that's
really,
cool.
Really, really tasty.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, there's not a lot of carbonation, I don't think.
No, it's just really nice, rich. It is chocolatey. Do you actually get almonds out of it? I'm trying to feel if I do.
I might be confused with the cookie, though.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
It's refreshing. Is that weird to say?
Not at all.
It's very, you know how some dark beers are hard to, like, take a gulp? I can literally down this whole can. Like, I can just, like, water.
What I'm wondering is, and I love Steel and Oaks beers, and they do one called, it's a collaboration with Timber Train Coffee. And I'm just wondering if this is a similar recipe. Not, it's not an Imperial Stout, but it is just a stout. But because I'm a lot of the stouts that I've had recently, I'm craving chocolate, and coffee, I would say. So I drink a lot of coffee stouts. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice, interesting taste. I don't think I've had an Imperial Stout in quite some time. So it's good. And there is, I want to say there is the notes of chocolate in there and the almond, but you're right. I'm completely blown away by the cookie. And the cookie is so good. They go great together.
Are you just going to let me have the rest
of
the
No, you should stop eating the cookie. I feel like I need to take this
No,
away.
Please. I've been looking forward to it.
As much as Steel and Oak loves Daggerad, I love you too much to let you have
You're gonna make
too
me
much
cry.
Of the cookie.
Don't take
I
my
don't,
cookie.
But I don't want you to have... We should have done, you should have read your number.
I was a 5.8.
Don't take my cookie.
No, please.
If I don't give this back to you, I'm the world's biggest jerk. And if I give it back to you, I'm also a jerk. So I can't win.
Saved up for this. I put I money in the piggy bank.
Okay, so after this podcast, we're going to go run laps of the parking lot.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. And I guess have some kombucha.
Yeah.
Also, wine brings your number down. So I guess maybe we'll just do
alcohol.
That.
We'll just keep drinking.
Okay. I'm going to, you know what I should do?
Just eat it so there's nothing.
Yeah. That's what I should
do. Whoa. You took most of it.
Yeah, I know.
This is just called the cookie fight.
I love you too much. So I'm going to eat all of the cookie.
Ma'am.
Mm. Not just a podcast of you and I chewing. It's okay.
Ma'am. Well, they did two things. We found some really cool new beer that you should try, and also a really great bakery that makes apparently one cookie.
They make this cookie, which it's a chocolate sea salt cookie, which I bet is phenomenal. Fuck. It's this cookie. Yeah, I'm sure it's
good. This is just a pint with cookies.
Well, yeah. A cookie with friends.
A cookie with friends. Oh my God.
Crumbs. Mm. You can eat the crumbs?
I will lick those crumbs off the table. Yeah, this is really good. It tastes really good with the beer. Like when I dipped it, I did two dips, one just the chocolate chip cookie and one with the chocolate chip and almond on it.
Mm-hmm.
And both are excellent dipped in the beer.
I think my takeaway from this is that all beers should probably have a cookie that goes with it. Yeah, if possible.
Man, I'm just...
Steel and Oak, you guys have set something up here that I don't know that can be produced because we're going to need more cookie combos.
Well, I've done this before. There was a time when we did one podcast a long time ago when you first started, and I was dipping all the food in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't actually right. I was quite enjoying it. It's really weird. But wow, I'm just blown away. It's probably because I'm appreciating this cookie a lot more because I haven't had any in a while.
Right.
But damn, homemade cookies are good. Like everything else like that I've had, like that's just to taste like a bite of something of yours, I find it too sweet. But cookies still. Great point. Like if I go back and have something now, like you had that Hershey's cookie and cream candy bar and I took a micro bite.
It was disgusting.
And I used to love it and I found it extremely sweet.
Right.
Cookies though. Man, that makes me sad.
I mean, a good cookie like that is, it's so well balanced and it's so much about flavor. It's not just sugar, sugar, sugar. There's obviously probably a lot of sugar in that.
I do think the beer is going to help my numbers stay low.
But the taste is phenomenal.
Yeah, and also the beer will help my numbers stay low. The alcohol usually does keep me down.
Do you want me to open up the second one?
Yeah, let me just finish this one. This is really good.
We'll compare it. So there's a little bit left in this can, but I want to come back to it after we've had this one.
Wow. These are really good. Like, I still can't get over. Are they both dark beers?
They're both the same. I believe they're both the same recipe, but they've both done a little thing with it. So theirs, Steel and Oaks is the cacao and the almond. And let me put on my grandpa.
There is some sugar in the beer.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that.
So this.
Balls.
Daggerad loves Steel and Oak is Imperial Stout, cacao, and miso.
Is there dextrose in that beer too?
Probably.
I wonder why they put the sugar in the beer.
That helps with the carbonation.
But don't they carbonate it some other way?
Force carbonate it?
Oh, wait. If it is used for carbonation, wouldn't the fermentation eat it up? Eat up the sugar?
Yeah. I mean, there's always sugars in the grains. Does that say it actually had to?
It actually says it. Like, maybe they added more or something to give it a cookie flavor. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But
I don't know. Mm. All right. So we can open up this bad boy.
That is a fantastic beer. I'm really happy we have more of those to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we had a 4-pack of cookies. This is what happens. You give the person back the cocaine, and all they won't do is want more.
Look at that.
Wow.
What's going on there?
That's a lot more carbonated than the last one.
What's going on there, Steel and Oak?
They're in the carb train. But that's normal for a beer, though. It just really depends on how.
Why didn't the other one do that?
Because they're different beers, aren't they?
Was it the way that I poured it?
Aren't they different beers?
Was it my shitty pour?
Mm. Wow. What's up with the smell?
Wow.
Okay.
I've never had miso.
Is that the smell of miso I'm smelling?
I don't know.
First I thought, why am I smelling our trash can? You know I'm right, but...
Dear Decorad, I'm so sorry for this.
No. I just had a cookie thrown everything off, okay?
It's the cookie. She's in a diabetic sugar shock. And she doesn't mean the words that she's saying right now.
But is that what's miso? I need to go get our little miso pack that we have and smell it. I just wonder if that's what miso smells like.
Every time you say miso.
Yeah.
Miso. I want to say horny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me just give a good try here.
For the kids that don't know, there was a band called Two Live Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a sample from a movie that said miso horny. Look it up. You'll enjoy it. It's a great song. They're swearing in it.
So, I like this.
Wow. Went for it.
You're not doing coke.
Yet.
Okay, smell mine.
Okay, yours is off. Smell this one. I feel like that glass isn't clean, and I apologize.
Okay, mine doesn't... Okay.
The glass is impacting.
Is it the glass?
Yeah, I think it's the glass.
What's in the glass?
Nothing great.
Well, no, I kind of smell it.
Now,
there's a little bit of that smell there.
You have a way better sniffer than I do. But does it taste different out of that glass?
Maybe.
My apologies.
Yeah, you see, you smell the smell I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, there's something off in the glass. Smell it from the can.
Oh, there you go. Let me just drink it from the can.
That's what she said.
I still smell that smell, though.
Okay.
I think miso may smell like that.
Miso may smell.
We've never had miso, and we bought like a miso to try, like a little powdered miso.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't tried it yet, so I don't know if that's what it smells like.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
To be fair, I still have a lot more foam than you.
Do you like this beer?
I do like it.
Do you like one
over the
other?
I may like the first one better.
Interesting.
This one's a little bit more bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little bit of an aftertaste at the end that leaves me a bitterness on my tongue like I sucked on a hop.
Okay.
Which we have done.
We have done.
And actually, when you were brewing beer, I made you drink the hop juice or something. I made you drink something.
Basically the gross junk at the bottom of the brew.
I was like, if you're going to brew beer, you need to know what it tastes like.
I want to say, is that called sparge?
Maybe.
I don't remember. Maybe.
Yeah. What was it like? Do you remember? Was it just gross?
Oh, very yeasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. I don't think yeast tastes that great. Although yeast rolls are really good.
It's true. But
which I can't have anymore. Damn it.
I
like them both. The first one is like drinking a really good water. Like, not the saying it's watered down, but you know how you drink some beers that are just so refreshing?
Yeah, absolutely.
A refreshing dark beer is hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me is like, I will drink that summer or winter. Like, I hope they make this again.
I don't know. I think this is a love distance collaboration.
Will they divorce and have divorce ones?
I don't know. I wonder how much they talked and discussed the broken heart. Because
it is confusing.
Let's talk about yeah. the label. Let's get into that. Because I love the concept. I love mm-hmm. the labels. I love the simplicity of it. This feels if I was to look at the product and look at the branding, this feels like a steel and oak product. Mm-hmm. Daggerad has a little bit different design aesthetic behind
it. I love when it comes their to design. The
love their designs love as well.
Love it.
Love their.
I want to go back and get their beer glass.
Steel and oak has always been this subtle approach, and it's very sort of standard colors, which I love. It's mm-hmm. a simplistic design. Love it. Love their beer. Love Daggerad's beer. I don't think there's been too many beers from either of those breweries that I haven't liked.
Yeah.
But this, to me, feels like a Steel and Oak branded design. Mm-hmm. So maybe they took that on.
They might have used their web guy to do both cans.
Why is it the web guy? Could be the designer. Doesn't matter.
I imagine the web guy. Well,
but
I don't know.
I wonder why they didn't have full hearts or two hearts.
But you can't have the cans like be attached at the hip.
Two hearts that beat as one.
Can you make the cans attached? Have a double can that's just one can, and you just have to go like this.
And I think that's
what you have to drink it.
I think that's the concept. It is two hearts coming together to make one heart
to beat as one.
But
I need you.
Yes, thank you for singing that. I love that. But. It looks like broken hearts. So it looks like it right does. Now it looks like they're sad.
Because that's what you get that with, is a broken heart.
How much back and forth, how much discussion do you think took place? And I know I'm right that you guys fucking talked about this for hours.
I have it. I know what it is.
Okay, bring it.
And if they don't know what it is, this is probably what it is. Okay. When they make them, they're making them separately.
Yes.
But when us humans mm-hmm. go and buy them, we bring them back together.
That's right.
So we're coming together through beer.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not broken. We just got to reconnect it like the best friend's necklace.
Oh, I love it. You're right. That's what it is.
Yay.
You totally got it. Because they are BFFs.
They are BFFs.
And they're loving each other from afar.
Yes. And then us, everyone else who can't come to them or not willing to go to them right now, we're bringing them together a different way through two different beers.
You're right. You're 100% right.
I love it.
Yeah.
They should do this every Valentine's Day.
I did
every Valentine's season.
I did an Instagram.
Is it a season now?
Oh, it's a season.
It's a season now?
It's a shopping season.
Love is a season.
So I posted today, I did an Insta story of this beer. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, my idea was in excess can never tear us apart.
Aww.
And I think that's true too.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, what a great song. What a great song. So let's talk about
never
ever tear us apart.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
If y'all had wings.
Some of us don't know why.
I'm not gonna belt.
I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, but they can never
tear us apart.
Do you remember where were you living when you heard that song?
England. Yeah. For sure, England, because I remember our 24-hour pool parties for school. For school. Our school was different in England. We had 24-hour overnight pool parties at a pool. It was a lock-in. You know, the lock-in. Mm-hmm. Let's lock a bunch of teenagers up with barely anything on.
Oh, hello.
Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And listen in excess.
Sounds great. In Excess, great name. When I finally discovered and realized that the name was In Excess, that blew my mind.
I loved In Excess then. I still love them, but we listened to them hard on the bus ride to school. We would have the bus. We took Greyhounds to school. We didn't mm-hmm. take the standard yellow bus like in the States.
Yep.
Because in England, they didn't have that.
Didn't have yellow buses.
So we took Greyhounds to school. And so the bus, we had a bathroom, we had a coffee maker, and everything under bus. It was amazing. Wow. It was luxury bus schooling here.
That is fucking cool.
But the bus driver would play music, and he would always have NXS on in the morning.
When I listen to NXS now, it still feels current.
I know. And then I realize he's dead, and then I get up really, really sad.
I know.
It does sound current, and it's still fabulous.
Like, but it's funny because there is songs from that era. Like, mm-hmm. when you hear certain music, it feels like the era. But somehow In Excess kind of transcends that, and the shit that they were doing still sounds fucking current. It's insane.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And actually, I did a for the one time in my life, I did a modeling thing, and I'm not a model at all. It's just for my hair. I did it. It was for like Sebastian, or I don't know, one of those brands. Well, I walked down the stage because they dyed my hair blonde to Suicidal Blondes.
Suicide Blonde.
Yeah, Suicide Blondes. And I remember walking down the stair, down the stage, nervous Perfect. As heck, because I'm totally not a model at all.
Was every other song In Excess, or no? They just
that was the one song for all the blondes, because it was a show for hair dyes. So mm-hmm. it was like showing all the different shades of blondes that you can do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I did that, and that was really weird. Never will do it again. But it was fun to do it to Suicide Blonde. Because it's just the way it starts off, like, like the harmonica.
Oh, fuck
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like that. I can't even do it. I'm just terrible at sounds.
It's very, yeah. I know exactly
you know what I'm talking about. I don't even know how, the fact that they were like, it's almost like scratching the harmonica like a DJ.
Rapid fire.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, sound.
Yeah. Like, I don't right. even know how they did it. I'm sure it's magic. That's a fantastic song.
Well, I went to Spotify, Need You Tonight, of course, classic. That was the first song I ever heard.
I'm
from
not
Kick.
Sleeping.
Yeah, great song. Never Tear Us Apart, you, probably was something I heard a little bit later.
Beautiful New Girl
Sensation.
Is so good.
Beautiful Girl is probably
Beautiful
one of my favorites.
Beautiful Girl is really good. Like, it's actually really, I would love to know the lyrics to that song again, because I feel
Beautiful
like they're going to be.
Girl.
Stay with me.
Yeah.
I can't sing, guys, as you can tell. I'm not going to get any
Kick,
Grammys.
1987.
Kick was the album I listened to a lot.
I did not realize.
And I loved his album because it showed his ass the whole time.
What do you mean?
Wasn't Kick like his ass on the back cover?
No, Kick was the skateboard, the Vision.
No, but on the
skateboard.
Back of it, I thought it had his ass.
You talking bums?
I'm pretty sure the back of it. One of the parts of the album had his ass. Like leather pants.
Well. Are you thinking
Not
Lover
thinking
Boy?
Toto.
Toto?
Isn't Toto with the fingers on his
no,
bum?
No, that's Lover Boy. Get Lucky.
What is Toto?
Toto was other things.
Toto. I thought Toto had the album with the...
No, you're thinking of...
Lover. That was not Lover Boy's butt.
Fuck yes, it was.
Oh, okay. But Kick is the album we kicked around a lot in England. You're just going to get 2020, 2021, 2020 versions of Loverboy.
Album cover? You're talking about that? Red leather
yes.
pants?
Yes, that one.
Boom.
We had the tape of that.
Did you? Little cassette?
Little cassette. Little cassette and my action? Parents held on to it for many, many years.
Yeah.
You know what album I wish I would have? We gave it to our niece, but I really wish I would have taken it. Is now that we have a record player, is Starship.
We gave that to Kendra?
My mom had that. They kept that album for years. Like, they're expecting to get a record player at some point. And then Kendra got one for Christmas one year, and then yep. they gave her Starship. So I feel like we need to get Starship again on a record.
So you mentioned Loverboy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Loverboy was another one we listened to.
Well, let's talk
lot.
About love songs. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, when I always think about Mike Reno and love songs, is that goddamn
We actually met him.
Top Gun
yeah.
love song.
Yes, we actually met him too, because your brother worked with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember what the hell that song.
Okay. Loverboy songs in Top Gun.
I don't think it was Top Gun, though. I think it was something, here it is, Almost Paradise.
Yes, God, that was it. The sex scene.
If I had to pick a Loverboy or a Mike Reno love song, that's the one.
The one with the shears?
Yes. So what movie yeah. is this from? I think this was from multiple.
It's in every movie. Every movie.
Almost Paradise. Okay.
Okay, in Top Gun.
Yep.
Did they ever, were they drinking beer at the volleyball game?
Had to be.
And if so, what would the beer would have been?
What would the beer have been at? Oh, probably.
In their volleyball scene. What were they, if they were drinking beer, what beer would have been in that time frame?
Okay.
You know, think about their military. They drink standard beer. Well, although, keep been, into effect that on the military base, they have their own liquor store. I can't remember the name of it now. The package store? I think it's called the package store.
The package store?
Yeah. And they stock a lot of international beer.
Oh, you think they would have been fancy and had some Heineken?
Maybe. Because all the military barbecues that we went to with my dad, because he's military, they had a variety. They had your standard crap, but then they would go for the foreign stuff. Oh, foreign as it can possibly
like,
be.
Like fancy. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to see that, not Heineken, well, but plus sort those of like.
Those guys would have traveled. They would have went to different air bases. They would have went to Germany.
Yes. They would have, they would have drank a lot of German beer for sure.
So they probably would have had Heineken. And
yes.
But also,
I mean, it's not craft beer, but craft beer didn't exist then.
No, exactly.
But I'm thinking like Heineken and Mickey's, anything German for sure.
Mm-hmm. Which then we wouldn't necessarily have had access to. But
I was trying to think of what else was around that time.
Well, you would have still I don't know when Bud Light came out, but Budweiser, Coors,
those Miller, Coors. I actually don't think Bud was a bit
Miller
of
High Life.
I don't think Bud then was as big as it is now. Mm. I think it would have been like Miller or High Life. Miller High Life, would have been one, or like Coors, especially Coors. What else was back then? Old Milwaukee,
Pabst,
yeah, but Pabst only stayed in Pennsylvania area type. I think it's just now getting to, it just now is getting to, not now, but in the past couple of years, has traveled to other states.
Ooh.
I think it, you don't, we just got in Canada not that long ago.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
No, I mean, but it's taking that long to get to Canada. You didn't have it then?
True. There was the hipsters have clearly brought it here.
Yeah. So yeah, the fact that we, in that time frame, they didn't have a lot of craft beer. How long has Samuel Adams been around?
I mean, I'm sure it's probably 20 years by now.
It's not like here, they had a brewery there.
What do you mean?
Like in Top Gun, which is in California.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been a brewery in that time. It would have been big breweries.
I'm trying to think of a California, like okay, so Sierra Nevada is a California brewery, but wouldn't have been around.
I don't think it would have been around. No.
You're totally
it's
right.
It's definitely the commercial stuff for sure.
Yeah.
But also some German stuff, whatever they were. Well, the package stores would have brought in, the package stores would have brought in stuff from foreign places.
Yeah.
That's what the base is good for. When we go shopping at the BX, they always have stuff brought in from other places.
True.
That you can buy for sure. So they would have had some foreign stuff, but more than likely whatever's at the package store is what they probably would have been drinking. So probably some German stuff, Coors, and even Coors and Heineken. Heineken is probably as foreign as you're going to get at some points. Maybe some Dos Equis? I don't know.
And Corona. That sort of stuff.
I don't know if Corona was around then.
Oh, Corona definitely was.
How old is Corona? Look up how old Corona was. How old is Corona? And then I can tell you.
Absolutely.
I don't see it. I don't see them drinking Corona.
They would have been drinking it in Top Gun.
I don't think they would have been drinking Corona. Yeah. I actually don't think they would have.
I think you're wrong. I don't know what you're wrong.
I know military life and I know what they go for. And I don't think now they'll go for Corona, but I don't think back then it would have been cans of Miller.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. But I'm just saying Corona was 100% around. Corona has.
Or something German. Wait, in the bar scene when he sang to her, what were they drinking?
We would have to go and
were they drinking beer or cocktails? I feel like I need to watch Top Gun again.
Fucking yeah. Corona doesn't say, just says where it's from.
Just Google what year Corona started.
I will. I love that you're laughing at me right now. I just thought if I typed in Corona beer, it would tell me.
It's not going to tell you a date. You need to say what you want it to tell you.
Year of origin.
It's going to immediately give you the definition of Corona, where it's from.
Oh, yeah. You want to know? What? 1925.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I still don't think that's 1925 in Mexico, no?
Of course.
So how long did it take to come to the States?
Well, let's try that. Year.
In your little beer wiki?
Yeah.
There's still that scent in this last beer that kind of makes me like, I need to take out the trash.
Introduced to the United States in 1981. And
Top what year was Top Gun?
I think 1985, 86.
Still newish, though.
Let me double check that.
I don't see Corona as a part of their thing, but I'm actually curious about the bar scene and what they were drinking, because they had beer in their hands when they were singing.
Wow, 1986 for Top Gun. I was.
Can you do another search for Top Gun bar scene?
Yep, I was gonna do that.
I'm curious what they have in their hands, because I actually would like to know. Okay, they're holding beers. Oh, they took the labels off.
God damn you guys.
Oh.
I love that it's got Spanish subtitles. Fucking goose.
If my dad was still alive, I would ask him. Oh, wait.
Budweiser.
Although classic Bud, not Bud Light.
You said volleyball scene, but that doesn't matter. The balls.
No, but I wanted to see what they had in their hands in the bar.
Well, so if there was beer in the next scene, in the volleyball scene, it would have been Budweiser as well. Budweiser would have paid to be in the whole movie.
Man, sure. Budweiser was paying their way through everything. Of course. I didn't think they would be as dominant then as they are now.
Budweiser has been around for a long, long time.
But, now I just want to watch this movie. It's all, look at this, Budweiser.
Yep.
Wait, there's a Corona. I think I saw a Corona. Shoot, you're fucking.
Baby.
I need to go back because I think I just saw a Corona.
Tom Cruise got better at singing in movies.
Okay, are those not Coronas there, or are they bottles of liquor? Bottles of liquor.
Bottles of liquor.
Dang. So it's all Bud. Okay.
All I remember is, why were they playing in jeans? How many guys are wearing jeans? Jeans?
I don't know why they're playing in jeans. They're in California. They should be in shorts. There's no beer happening here. They're lame.
Goose has got shorts on, but he's wearing a shirt because Goose wasn't about taking off his shirt.
He must have had, like, uneven nipples or something.
He wasn't as fit as the other guys.
Oh, he maybe he's super white.
Maybe. You know what? He didn't do the workout that the other guys did.
But he also has his muscle shirt on. No beer in this scene.
Oh, I love that Tom Cruise, when he's done, just throws off his t-shirt and jumps on his motorcycle and then goes and bangs Kelly McGillis.
Oh, wait, and somehow his hair is like really wet.
I think he takes a shower. I think he probably does
take a shower. He does take a shower at his house. He doesn't. She makes him eat dinner first.
Aw,
okay.
That's nice.
Okay, now that we've watched that scene, mm-hmm. both scenes actually, the dominant beer in the bar scene was Budweiser.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic Budweiser, not Bud Light, just Budweiser.
Standard Budweiser.
But in real life, that I don't think that was the classic beer at that time. I feel like that's other beer.
1986.
I'm sure it was still around and they had it, but...
Of course it was, yeah.
Military do tend to experiment with other beers, too.
Well, yeah. You got a large collection of people. They all have individual likes and flavors, and so they're all
going to
like
different you said,
things.
They all go to Germany and a bunch of other countries, and they are like, hey, I had that there. I want to have it here, and they bring it back. Yeah,
for sure.
So that's actually shocking to find out that Budweiser was still dominating advertising then.
I think that was the real probable start of big beer advertising coming in, right?
Yeah, like Budweiser is an old company.
I know, but I'm just talking about like product placement in movies was probably starting to happen in the
80s. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and we actually recently did another podcast, and hopefully we're able to get it up, which with your friends, we did like a FaceTime thing with them with our beers that we drank when we were 20-something.
Beers we drank that we were in high school.
And we kind of messed up that podcast, so hopefully we'll get some of it up.
There were some technical issues that I screwed up.
So. We might be able to, like, maybe we'll come in and do, like, and talk about the first beer because we didn't get it, and we'll add to it, and then we'll add the rest of the clip.
Mm-hmm.
We will do it that way. That might be a good way to do it.
Absolutely,
because we messed up the first one. Something happened. When you're FaceTiming and recording and videoing,
it was a
nothing
lot of
connected, so we realized it halfway to the second beer.
Right.
But anyway,
Live and
learn. Anyway, we tried Budweiser again.
I think it was the curse of the bad beers.
And it was still just as bad as I remember.
Some other things were better. But anyways, we'll save that for that other podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I just brought that up because Budweiser.
It's a great idea. The one thing that I said we were going to talk about was also love songs, because there is this love affair that we're having and with these two breweries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to say this fellow's name, but there's a new president now. Just happened this week. You got sworn in. We're not going to talk about the other guy. But, you know, the emotion of love is just something that's been on my mind. And, you know, things like this I see, and then songs like, you know, there's so many great love songs.
I actually don't associate just because you and I love.
Yeah.
I associate it with like loving everyone.
Right.
And that's what I think of it as a love story, is that we love everyone and not just being.
Well, after all the hate crazy. The crap, like this is a new path.
Yeah.
This is great. This is talking about love and acceptance and friendship and all just good things. And that's totally what we need now to heal and move on.
And also in isolation, don't come apart.
Never tear us apart.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. That's another song.
Yeah, you screwed that up. You added that. You remixed it.
I'm doing Suicidal Blonde again.
It's okay. That's okay.
Maybe it's telling me I need to go blonde. I don't know. No.
Do it.
I already was blonde once.
How long were you blonde for?
Well, we went to Key West that whole summer.
Right. Okay. But when I'm talking about when they dyed your hair blonde, how long did you keep it for?
Probably the rest of the summer. And then I went back to, yeah.
When we went to Key West, you had like lots of blonde.
It was like real blonde. Like it was a lot. I don't know why I don't have photos from this.
Yeah, really?
We didn't take photos then. Not like now.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of photos from me, like, younger. With Endless, my parents took it. We just didn't take photos like we do now. Like, it was just like, I'm just going to have fun. I don't need to take 50 photos doing it.
Well, back in the day, you had to buy film, and you got
and then develop it. And I can't afford that as a child.
24 shots.
Yeah.
And you took a photo, and they were all semi-blurry. And
I'm sure I think it was Redken, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Redken has photos of before and afters.
Right.
Somewhere in a vault.
But you're right about the photos. Like I had really, really long hair in the 90s, and I don't have many photos of that.
And we have one.
We have a couple.
We may have to put it in if we
can
find
enough.
It. If we can find it, you will insert it.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
I have them, but I don't have enough. And the photos that I do have didn't show it in all its glory that it actually was.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It was amazing.
And it's weird.
I feel like you needed like a saxophone to go with it.
With my long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Yeah.
But it is funny because now we have thousands of useless photos.
No,
but we have
actually
some great photos.
Okay, a while ago when we were reading Marie Kondo's short version of a manga. Is it manga?
Yeah.
Her manga version of her tidy book.
Yeah.
Called something more than that, but we went through our photos and got rid of all the bullshit photos from our camera.
Physical photos. I was just talking, referencing the thousands of digital photos that we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That needs to happen too. Yeah. But the physical photos, we went through and got rid of all the many landscapes we've taken with none of us in it. We had a pile probably, I don't know, a foot and a half long of photos. And then we got it down to maybe a quarter of that, of a foot. Like
it literally just kept photos
that we were in or something that means something to us. Mm-hmm. Like it really, it's amazing how many photos you store, you know, people at our age, how many physical photos you store from over time that don't mean anything to you.
Well, back in the day, you got fucking doubles of everything.
They always give you doubles.
Free.
And then you have the little negatives that they give back to you.
Maybe that too.
And so we got rid of all that, and now we just have the photos that mean something.
Right. And when we did that, I mean, the one thing that you're talking about where we had all these landscapes was a road trip when we drove from Florida to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And when we took all these photos at the same time that seldom there's a lot either of desert one of us photos. In it. Yeah. We weren't thinking about doing selfies back then.
No.
And so it's like all these photos of different landscapes.
It's just like, hey, a big cactus. Click.
I guess that's Arizona.
Arizona.
I guess it's this.
Were all these cows in Arizona? But they were also in Texas. So yeah. I don't know which one was it what. Right. So I don't know.
But now.
It doesn't label the location like it does on your digital photos. Right.
And now it's like I take photos and I throw them up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then it's just logged there. It's like,
and hopefully Instagram and Facebook never go away and they're there.
It'll be there forever.
Maybe.
And I know you're totally maybe. Right. Because like. MySpace disappeared. Never thought that was going to end.
MySpace was weird.
I know it was, but I mean, mm-hmm. we're going to look at Instagram later and go, Instagram was weird.
I never really use Twitter. Never. I go there for my news. If something is happening, like a major mm-hmm. like world event, I'll go there because random people's videos will be up of it and I can see actual things versus waiting for news to put it up. But other than that, I don't really post anything on Twitter.
Right. No, I agree. And you know, I was listening to Gary Vee from an interview that he had with Larry King, and he was talking about the different places and the different things, and he was talking about Twitter. And this was an interview from – Larry King died today. this is an interview from 2016, and he was talking about Twitter. Twitter basically fucked up because they didn't have the right algorithm.
Yeah.
It's too much. Everything is coming up. You miss everything. Twitter.
There's
just
a lot of bullies
Twitter,
on there.
No, but Twitter is just rapid fire. And so you miss out.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes you to leave it alone. Every time mm-hmm. I go onto Twitter, I'm just like, whoa, hate. Everybody's arguing. And like you said, I haven't deleted the app because when there's news, mm-hmm. I check it every day to see what the hell's going on.
It's the only way to see what things Trump are up to.
Right. You said his name, and I said we weren't going to say his
name. I know.
Anymore.
Okay. Dump.
And just don't even say it. Voldemort.
Oh, well.
Can't say it. And then, whereas what Gary Vee goes on to say is he talks about how Facebook and Instagram shows you the stuff that you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
pulls out the highlights, then based on the interest you are, it's going to show you the next great thing that's happening in these topics that you like. So it's very curated. It's that. And that's, I don't know where I'm going with this comment, but it was just interesting to see, because your point about Twitter that you mm-hmm. go on there, that's the reason is it's chaotic. It's too much. It's overwhelmed. It's not fed to you in a way that you want to see it.
Yeah.
And I know for me, like,
we're visual. Most people are visual, and that's why Instagram is very successful.
True.
Because when I see a photo, I will stop at it and look at it or whatever. I just scroll until something like catches my eye.
And I want to talk about one last thing, which is I love Instagram because of what you just said. It is the visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on to Facebook. I don't really post much on Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do go on there, and it just happened this week where all of a sudden, again, I just dumped a whole bunch of people that I didn't agree with anymore. And a lot of it was your family members.
Yeah.
And we just had another bit of a purge. And I feel great about
purge.
It.
I love that they call it the big purge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, I have a lot of family members who were Catholic, and I have like 80 cousins, and we're not all going to be the same. We may share the same bloodline, but we all have different opinions, and sadly, the majority of them are Trump people.
Yeah.
Which is
and
really sad.
And the events of Wednesday when someone... your mom was celebrating the fact of a new president mm-hmm. and felt great about it.
She was attacked then, by people that I grew up with that was friends of my dad.
Yeah.
And
well, relatives of your dad.
He basically attacked her.
Oh, there was friends of your dad too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I grew up with him. He was around all my life.
He's like
an
uncle.
And so he just attacked my mom over my mom saying, congratulations, Biden. I was like, no, you don't. You don't mess with my mom. You don't mess with my mom. Yeah. I'm very protected of her. And I don't care who the hell, like, I'm very protected of her, especially since my dad died. It's like she has this little thing over her now to protect her. So don't go after my mom. She likes Biden. So piss off.
And for the longest time, I've been for lack of a better word, holding my tongue to
no
these
reason.
People.
You and don't have to worry. Saying,
I know, it's not even my family, so I can,
it
say,
doesn't even
I
matter.
Can say shitty things at them.
How but many of those 80 cousins finally, have I actually met?
But I finally started interacting, and I said some stuff to them, and then I defriended them, so I didn't get their fucking results. I didn't get their feedback.
I can tell you what the results are. You don't get do your research. That's their response. Is you don't do your research.
I know, but I wanted to engage. I wanted to have that
I can do
that
it for
back
you.
And forth.
You don't do your research. You don't do your research.
Right. You're not doing research either. But the big point that I said is that you're going to get this fucking $1,400 check soon from Biden. So out of loyalty for your dude, you shouldn't fucking cash it. Right?
Right.
Right? You're going to fucking spend that money.
You're going to spend that money and you're going to sign up for whatever medical program they give you.
Yeah. So your life is going to get better because you're going to get a fucking COVID vaccine. You're going to be forced to wear.
But you're also
mask.
Not going to be brainwashed. You know, no. I have no problem with two different parties having different opinions about things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like just being a freaking racist or anything, I draw the line. I don't care it's actually opened up my eyes in the fact that people that I'm friends with or family members that I don't have to like them or be friends with them or because they share the same blood as me, I don't have to have a life with them.
Yeah.
So I can cut them off because I don't need that in my life.
You don't need that bullshit stress.
No, I don't need him in my life. The only people that matter to me are you and my mom and my immediate family. And if anyone else outside of that bubble is a terrible person,
yeah,
I don't have to relate to them regardless of our bloodline.
I mean, that's the big... I mean, I said this before. Like, the goal of making America great again is... If he had to fucking burn this motherfucker to the ground so that people can understand it, then yes, he is making America great again.
Yeah.
But not in the way that he wanted. But the ultimate thing is he's called out and allowed all of the racist people to show themselves, to show their true colors. And now we can... Fuck, what is that great show that we watched? The video game thing on Apple TV? Where they took all of the trolls
and
the movie,
put them in a room, room,
move them into their own server.
Oh, what is that called? Yeah, they moved them into their own server because they were like kind of the equivalent
military
to a white supremacist.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put them, they kind of like lure them in with bait and then they gather them up and put them in a different server. So now the whole world of.
It's fucking fantastic.
It's fantastic because
they
you're
don't
on
know
another
any different.
Server.
Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love when they did that. That was amazing. But,
and that's what I want to happen now, but that's obviously something. That
and this is
happen.
What needs to happen is coming together. Yeah.
So back to the beers.
Coming together with love.
Come together right now. Fuck the. All you need is love. So many great love songs.
Imagine all the people.
Fucking great lyrics. That song is so, I mean, when, okay.
Living
so
life
imagine.
In peace. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many great. And that's
I'm just a dreamer. Am I not the only one?
My mind about that song is how that feels so contemporary. And that was like late, mid 60s, I think, when we wrote that song. And it is incredible. No Religion too.
And I hope someday you join us.
Yeah.
And the world becomes one.
World will be as one.
Be as one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know what we're talking about now.
We're just
this is great. We're singing lyrics of our favorite song,
but we're also celebrating a different from because I'm American, celebrating a different leadership, and hopefully it'll go well.
It's not gonna get worse.
It's not gonna get worse.
It's gonna be great again. Mm-hmm. Can we add one last thing?
Sure.
Countries are not a fucking competition.
No. They treat it like a sporting event for
USA,
sure.
USA, 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 draping your body in the American flag. Mm-hmm. Like all of these things and, you know, just the.
It's, you know, it's, you know, okay. Politics has always been something weird for me. And then when Obama came in office, I got really into politics.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Because I was just like, finally someone is making me listen. And making me understand and making me think about my beliefs and all this other stuff. And then it got torn apart again. and just made me angry because I was like, oh, everything feels good. Feels like we're moving in the right direction. We're talking about the environment because I've always fought for things like dolphins and stuff and cetaceans and fought for their not to be murdered.
Yeah.
And the fact that Obama focused on the environment really made me happy.
And then
asshole came in and just tore that up and just made me so mad because we came so far.
Yeah.
And he just took that apart. And so the fact that now we have someone who wants to do that again is amazing. It just sucks because it sucks changing presidents so often because you get used to something and then you have
However, in this case, thank God it was only 4 years. Like in the last two days, there was a bit of a release in tension. Even though we live in Canada, the U.S.
No, but it's been quiet. We haven't heard anything from them. They are, because Twitter again should have cut him off so long ago.
Yeah.
Because they cut them out, none of the Ivanka or anyone really tweets anyway, so we don't have to worry about them. But
she probably does, but it doesn't.
No, it's rare. If you go look at their thing, it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't that long ago, but she doesn't say much on there. And no, I don't know if the Suns do. I don't think they do either.
They probably do, but who cares?
But either way, it's quiet. It's quiet. It's quiet outside.
Quiet uptown.
It's quiet uptown.
But yeah, Twitter should have done a lot ago. The fact that everybody, I mean, when people hated him, you should have unfollowed him. Ego that he had the 80 million when, people or whatever it was.
When I go and look at his followers, you know, he always says
so and so
that you follow or follows you, whatever follows him. I'm like, why the fuck are you following him?
Yeah.
Why is
you can see his tweets. If you want to, you don't have
why
to
Why is Linda him. Carter following him?
Why is Rob Lowe following him? Why are all these people why are you, following you, him?
He loves an army. He loves a follower.
I know.
Yeah, and you're giving it to him. So stop it.
Yeah. So, fuck.
I don't know. We're getting on a tangent now.
I wasn't going to talk about him.
But we need to talk about love and the future. And this beer is fantastic. This
beer is great. It is strong. I'm definitely feeling it. We've had almost a can each. Mm-hmm. They're both terrific. They're both slightly different. And they're both great in their own ways.
This one has a distinct flavor to it.
If you had to pick one, what is your favorite?
I think the first one is my favorite, even though I love the aesthetic of this brewery. The, what is it called?
Daggerat?
I'm showing my shirt. This is clearly getting me a little buzz because...
It doesn't say it on here. Is this your Daggerat glass?
Yeah. Did we finish the other one?
We did. Okay.
That one was good. This one has that scent, but I have a feeling it's the miso doing it.
Do you want to rate this out of 5 or do you want to rate it out of 10? Does that matter?
Let's just do
you?
Out of 10.
Okay, it doesn't matter. First one that we had, Steel and Oak, on its own.
That one I think is a 10. Like, that one I would grab all the time and drink.
And is that because of the cookie?
Does my beer come with a cookie every time? Yeah. No, I think it's just refreshing. Like, when I drink a beer, I want it to go down. Like, I want it to be enjoyable. And that beer right there is everything. It's
what did
fantastic.
You say out of 10? I'm sorry.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's fantastic.
Okay. And Daggerat?
Daggerat, I think, is like an 8 out of 10.
Interesting.
Only because of there's that weird smell.
Okay.
It's not a terrible smell. I have a really strong senses and things. Because I cut out all carbs and sugar and stuff, my senses are like highlighted a lot more than, say, the average person.
You're dialed in.
So as soon as I put it up to my face, I'm like,
it's too much.
That smells like something I left. I know it sounds terrible to say, but something like you need to take out the trash. And that's what I immediately thought of.
Yeah.
And it could be a reflection of like the ingredients that you put in, like miso and stuff. It may just be I need to get some miso because this says matcha and I don't think it's miso.
Okay. Before we wrap up.
But it does taste fantastic at the same time. Or what's it smell like? It does taste really good, though. It's not as quick drinking as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a one that you're going to take a little bit more time to drink just because it's more, I don't want to say thicker.
Okay.
But it's more intense, I guess.
Okay, so miso is coming from, it's a fermenting of soybean. So no. That's probably that extra little thing. Because I'm used to miso. Like I've had miso gravy And so I felt, yeah. I know, miso gravy.
I actually miso think gravy. Of Jar Jar Binks going, miso.
He said miso.
I just can't think of Jar Jar Binks. I mean, miso? Miso. I just can't. It's just
Annie, miso scared. We rewatched those prequels recently, and I didn't hate them as much as I thought I would.
There was parts I hated, and it actually made... I love... what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, there you go. Natalie Portman in it. I loved her character so much. I love that she disguised herself as, you know, the maid, I guess, essentially. But when it comes to Anakin... He was a creep. He was a stalker and kind of a creep to her. He was always doing creepy things to her.
He basically...
And she gave in.
Did she give in or was she manipulated by his use of the Force?
Maybe. I just think it's like a perfect example of creepiness.
He forced himself on her.
Basically.
Yes.
Basically... I have a problem with that part of the storyline just because I feel like there's something better out there for her. Because
it was forced.
And if you watch it again, if you just follow their storyline together, in a real life situation, you'd be freaked the fuck out and get in a restraining order.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the part I hate about it, but I love her wardrobe. I love her. I love that storyline. There's other characters. Of course, we like Obi-Wan Kenobi in it.
Yeah, those prequels are so uneven in terms of the balance of what I like and what I dislike about them.
Yeah.
The watching them again some like 10, 15 years later now or whatever the hell it is, and is there was more to it, and there was pieces of the storyline that I hadn't either paid attention to, or I got more out of it this time, I should say. But yeah, there's some cringeworthy stuff in there.
There's some horrible shit in there.
But then, yeah, Ewan McGregor's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. And if you just watch their scenes together, if someone cut all their scenes together, you'd be horrified. Yeah. You know how that we just watched...
And then it ends with, no! Which is just the worst.
You know how we just watched... What's that thing on Disney Plus we're watching right now? The Vision.
WandaVision.
WandaVision. And they had the little trailers and they have all the storylines of Wanda
and Legends.
Vision together.
Yeah.
They just cut everything from all of them together.
Yeah.
They need to do that with those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be actually unpleasantly surprised.
How terrible it is.
How terrible and creepy. And why haven't they called the Force Police?
Yeah, police force.
What is our police force in there?
It's called the Empire.
No. They're not the police.
They kind of are.
They're the opposite of the government. They're fighting the government.
Those are the rebels.
But what are the police people of the rebels?
Well, technically, the Empire is in charge of everything.
But they have a police force, too. If you had to call the cops because you're getting attacked
you would get stormtroopers.
No, they wouldn't come... to the rebel area.
Sure they would.
No.
They're trying to crush the rebels.
The whole city where there is flying around, there's troopers around
they're,
there?
They're policing the galaxy.
No, they have their own police.
Not really.
They would send the Wookiees.
Wookiees.
Who are the
take
police
of
people of the rebels? The Jedis?
I guess.
Somebody's guarding them.
Well... Yeah, clearly there's no police officers.
There's a jail somewhere for the rebels.
The Empire.
There's some bad rebels
taking care of everything. They're rebels.
There's rebels who steal.
Of course there is.
There's rebels who bounce checks.
Han Solo was a smuggler. He was stealing all the shit all the time.
But who always arrested him? I guess the X-wing people come and arrest you.
Because if
you look at Mandalorian.
Yeah.
The two X-Wings that came up beside him was checking their stats.
They were protecting their area.
They were kind of policing, so it must be the X-Wing guys.
True.
What are they called?
X-Wing pilots.
X-Wing pilots?
Yeah.
They must be the police.
In that area, for sure. Yeah. But then there was other areas of the galaxy that were under the control of the Empire.
So you're saying like other planets with other species, they have their own police?
Potentially, yeah.
I want a series in all the different jails the different planets.
You're talking about something that happened in a galaxy far, far away. I don't know about it.
I want to know all the planets governing
issues. When I was a kid, you know, it's like, hey, these are the good guys. And it never dawned on me that, like, the Empire that I was, you know, that were the bad guys.
Yeah.
But they were technically... they were in charge, and these were the rebels fighting back. And
well,
I
technically, like, they were trying to be in charge.
Yeah.
Not in charge. They weren't like an agreement, oh, yeah, we agree, but we're still going to fight you. They were trying to be in charge. They just had a big army.
It was like, whose Hitler. Name should not be said.
Hitler.
Trying to, oh.
No, but it is kind of like that in a way that, like that he got an army together.
Yeah.
And he had so many, he dominated.
Yeah.
He's not technically the
police in the order, but he's out of control.
He's out of control. Shit.
Yeah.
But in the rebel world, I guess the police are the X-Wing people?
Yeah.
I guess. It ain't Jar Jar Binks.
He became like a senator.
Just like now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that McConnelly guy, the Jar Jar Binks?
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Who is the Jar Jar Binks?
Who is the Jar Jar Binks? Oh, he just became a genital. He became a genital. He became a senator.
One of the last things that when we're talking about the prequels, we were at Toy Traders today, and I saw General Grievous, who is that robot guy with the four lightsabers, which is really, really cool. But then I thought, like, why is a robot a general? Because usually in military.
Is he a Jedi?
He was a Jedi.
How could a robot be a Jedi?
How can he be a Jedi? How could he be a general?
How can he be a Jedi? Wait a second. Like, that's a lie. Something's messed up
here. When you become a general, you don't start as a general. You earn your way up. You earn that rank. So
he was programmed that rank.
General of other robots? Like, it doesn't make sense.
How is he a Jedi? Isn't Jedi a natural thing that comes to you? You can't program Jedi. Yeah,
there's a lot of things.
Give him some Jedi juice.
There's a lot of things in Star Wars that don't make sense.
This is turning into a Weird Together podcast.
It is. So yeah, we should wrap it up then, and we should continue on as a Weird Together
episode. We should, because I feel like they're giving robots Jedi juice. Like they're doing with baby... oh my God! They're doing it like with Baby Yoda! They're taking his juice!
Yeah.
And they're injecting it into other people, other things, in robots. That's exactly what's happening.
Robots.
Aren't those things in liquid robots on Mandalorian?
Fuck are you talking about?
And Mandalorian, when they were taking their Yoda juice.
Grogu juice?
Grogu juice.
Yeah.
And they came into that room and they said, oh my God, they're breeding.
Yeah.
They had, you know, like Avatar, where they're in liquid in a pod.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Those are robots.
Yes.
Are they soaking them in oil?
I guess so.
Aren't they rusting in there?
In Grogu goose.
Is it Grogu juice?
Yeah. We don't know.
Oh my God. We should totally, okay, I know this is a Pint with Friends podcast, but if you want to listen to the rest of this, we should get drunk and watch and then talk about Mandalorian or
Grogu Goose.
And do this because I feel like it'd be funny because we can really tear apart this Mandalorian, even though we love it so much.
Tear apart Mandalorian.
But there's Grogu juice in tanks.
You can say it.
A robots that may rust.
Rusty Grogu juice.
So how do they come out to be these trooper people?
We don't know yet. We'll wait until season 3.
Oh, they haven't really made them yet, have they?
No, but they made
troopers
those
big troopers
are
different.
They made the dark troopers.
But those don't have Grogu juice in them.
No, those were just, they took away the here's the thing. here's the thing. In all of Star Wars, it started with, if you look at the timeline, and you look at the prequels, and I had this, I said this back in 1990, whatever the fuck it was, and that prequel came out, is why would you take, you have these armies of fucking robots, remember those cool-ass robots that came out, and they fucking, and then they expanded, and they had guns out, why would you ever, if you had those, why would you replace those with a bunch of clones and a bunch of guys in suits? And now, in Mandalorian, that happens later, you've decided that, oh, the truest person in the great dark stormtrooper was, we got rid of the human element, and we're back to robots again. So you went from robots to guys in fucking shitty things that can't shoot to robots again that are clearly, like, death machines. Ironmans. Yeah, they're all Iron Man.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
We can really, should do a podcast where we just tear the fucking part of Mandalorian in Star Wars universe. I love Star Wars.
Mandalorian. Mandalorian is the greatest Star Wars thing. It's deep
inside us where we need to question all these things.
I guess so. Until next time, though. And thank you, Daggerette. Thank you, Sarah. Yes. Thank you for making these fantastic.
Yeah, Daggerette, kids. Your merch is awesome, and I'll be back to buy your glass.
I need to go buy a Steel and Oak t-shirt. So,
I know, we should have had one of each.
We should have.
One of each. Or we could sew it in half and then do the heart. We could just make the shirt of the heart.
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be some commitment.
You guys need to make some love letter from afar, whatever the hell it was called, Love letter from isolation. God damn it.
Wow.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Mm-hmm. And get out there, buy these two beers. They're available in stores this week, or you can go by the breweries and get them individually. Yeah. And stay safe.
Yeah, they come in these little, here, get the other one. They little four packs that you can give your Valentine.
Boom.
Oh, it might be misinterpreted, though, of breaking up.
It's not. Think of that friendship locket, that BFF's locket.
Yeah.
Friendship bracelet? No, it's a locket. What is that called?
Friendship locket? Locket?
Locklet?
BFF?
Yeah, BFF.
Yeah, these are really cute. Do you think this was meant for the female and that was meant for the male?
Why can't it be same-sex beer cans?
I don't know. I'm just going off light and dark. Star Wars!
It is. The dark side. Thank you for listening, everyone. I would personally love it if you would go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Give us a 5-star review. You can also please like this video on YouTube. And wherever you can leave a review, please leave us a positive review. And if you can like and share this video, it really helps people find this podcast. And if you have any comments, please let us know. And let us know what you're drinking. Let us know what you think about these beers.
And send more cookies.
And please send more cookies. And Steel and Oak, cookie with every beer. Think about it.
Dip it. Have you dipped it in the beer? You should.
Dip it.
Dip it.